Foundations for Eternal Life. Ways to use this book. The order that subjects are presented in this book is significant, so it would be good to read this book straight through. However, if you don't have time to read the whole book, you may prefer to pick a topic of interest in the table of contents and start there. Do what works for you. Each chapter is fairly short, so this book can easily be used as a daily devotional for those who would benefit from that. This book can also be used to facilitate small group discussion or study. Pick topics that interest the group for as many meetings as seems beneficial. It may work well to simply take turns reading through a chapter and discussing the referenced verses and any questions included. The discussion could revolve around a simple ongoing question: what about you? How should this affect you? Chapters are arranged to facilitate printing or copying one chapter at a time, so each group member can have a copy. Per the copyright notice at the front of this book may be freely copied and freely distributed. In keeping the chapter short, there is a great deal that is left unsaid. For those who want to go deeper, each chapter ends with suggestions for further reflection. These are usually scripture references and sometimes a few questions. If you have time, you will likely benefit by looking into scripture for deeper truth and to verify or disprove what is written in this book. Sometimes another book is referenced. Some of the best books I have read are not well known. Perhaps my recommendations will benefit you. Keep in mind that all books other than scripture are flawed, since they are written by imperfect people. Ask God for discernment between truth and error as you read these pages.